My name is Sabrina Rowe, and I'm here with Michael Kerr. This is the Road Smitten podcast. So how it started for us was that Michael had always wanted to do an extended bike tour.
I originally wanted to go from northern Alaska to Ushuaia, the southern tip of South America, along the west coast, all the way down. And I started planning this when I was about 20 years old.
And we also had a separate goal, which was to be location independent and work online, because we were already working in website development and software development and freelance design, graphic design, and various other things that can be done online. They're not necessarily location dependent. So these things came together. I started to open my mind to the idea of an extended bike trip, and the idea became more and more attractive. And I had just been laid off in Montreal. This was in 2010, by a company, and it was the third layoff I'd had in 5 or 6 years. And it was just ridiculous. The idea of these long careers that you have with a single company, it just doesn't exist anymore. So
no, certainly not with any security.
We're not rewarded for the kind of loyalty that you once were supposed to have towards companies,
right?
And that is tied into the concept of location independent. Is that
that's
part of it as well? But
it should be noted too that I tried for years to get Sabrina to come on this bike trip with me without any of these other things in mind. I just wanted to do a bike trip. And
yeah,
Sabrina was very bike trip averse.
Yeah, I was.
It was not something she wanted to do. And that's reasonable. It's very difficult to find people who want to just head off into nowhere riding a bike 8 hours a day. It's not everyone's dream.
No.
Obviously.
No, I was always a walker and a hiker. Bikes never seemed quite suited to my body type in a way that, you know, didn't cause a lot of pain and discomfort and kind of mental anguish for long trips. I wasn't psychologically prepared for a lot of the things involved in biking for a long time. Not the best muscle set, let's say, for
And she was
something.
Very clear the first time I asked her out that she doesn't like biking. So I should have known. But that's another story.
Yeah. Anyway, so all these things came together in such a way that we realized that the time was ripe and that we were ready based on, you know, what life had given us. I really wanted to travel, and I hadn't found a way that was feasible before. So I just thought, I'm going to try this and see if it works. And then as I did it and it worked, I fell in love with it. That's the short answer.
My reason, I mean, I've wanted to travel all my life since I was a child.
Me too.
But my reason for doing this was that I was frustrated with the idea of living on a wheel. I really hated the idea of working to pay for getting to work to live to pay for getting to work. I hate that idea. I hate the idea of a life that is a life where you're so caught up in survival that you don't have time to explore other ideas. And if you want to travel, you have to wait a year, save up thousands and thousands of dollars, and all of this money gets spent in a very brief moment where all of your money is going to overpriced experiences, which can be great, but it just never felt like enough for me.
No.
I wanted to really explore the places I went to.
It was similar for me in that I hated the repetition of traveling the same route every single day, the same route to work, the same route back from work. Just that kind of repetition just kills my soul. I need novelty and I need choice to be happy. And, you know, once I'd identified that about myself, I had a new path ahead of me.
So if you're the kind of person who is frustrated by those types of things, then this could be very interesting for you. It might be very enlightening. So we have a lot to offer in that area because we did find a way to overcome all of these things. So what are some of the positive reasons someone else might want to do this? We know we had our reasons, and you know, we understand for us that if you're a person who's always had a desire to travel and this has always been a big part of your dreams and who you are, we knew we had to go. We, you know, once the opportunity became available and we started to see, you know, all these different potentials with digital technology that sort of filled in all the gaps and holes that would have been the traditional problems for people who were traveling. You know, we basically wanted to turn our life into one long gap year. and technology, and not just technology, but our own spirit. What's the benefit for other people if they wanted to do this? If someone is listening and, you know, they've wanted to travel, what benefit does this have for them?
Well, it means they save money because they don't have to buy a flight to their location and back. They can just go from one location to another. So it's a big savings that way. They get more time in the places that they want to see.
Well, wait, right there you've said that it's a big savings, but how could they save money going from one place to another somewhere else?
Oh, it's a savings in terms of airfare they didn't have to pay.
Right, because
for round trip
airfares. Because the rest of the world has amazing train systems. If you're in North America and you're listening to this.
Yeah, that too.
You don't know. I think some of the benefits for other people who might want to do this are, I think you're right. I think that travel costs become non-existent because for a two-way flight, you get years worth of travel, literally. If you are a renter and you don't own property, this is particularly advantageous for you because you can live very cheaply in most places in the world. You can rent monthly. A lot of people don't realize this. I mean, it's a lot to explain, and we'll get into that in later podcasts.
Yeah.
But the cost savings are amazing. It actually makes life phenomenally cheaper to travel. And it's unbelievable because what would traditionally have cost hundreds of thousands of dollars winds up being incredibly affordable. And you wind up saving more money.
Yeah.
So it's a huge advantage for your life financially if you can do it, if you're in the right position to do it.
When you're traveling perpetually, you can be more involved in and engaged in the communities that you're visiting.
There's a certain welcomeness. You're new, you're foreign, and people are a lot more interested in taking time for you.
And I mean, generally speaking, when you're doing that, you're not staying in the pure tourist areas. You know, you're just sort of living among locals more, or at least we did. And
that's not to say you can't enjoy all the tourist things.
Of course you can.
Those are always an option.
Mm-hmm. But you also get a chance to see how the real people who live there live and take part in things with them to a certain degree.
Yeah, to a certain degree. It's not really like being embedded in a community.
No.
But you're temporarily very welcome. Remember in Basque Country in the south of France, going to the traditional festival with mm-hmm. the family we were staying with?
Yeah.
And then they took us out to a church where the gentleman was an organist. And we got to tour the inside of a 500-year-old organ in a medieval town.
Yeah.
That you climb up into and walk around inside. It was phenomenal.
It was.
You find there's lots of little opportunities for things
right.
like that.
But also because you're staying in each place longer, theoretically, you have more of an opportunity to take part in, you know, to know when, for example, street festivals are happening and be part of them, and then you get more of a feel of what the local culture really is like. If you're like us, novelty makes you happy. A variety of experience makes you happy, and the same makes you unhappy. I think that in itself is a huge reason to choose this kind of lifestyle. We've always wanted to. Even when I was a teenager, my dream was to spend a month in, you know, all the big capitals in Europe or, yeah.
I mean, everybody has different reasons. I mean, we're in love with history.
Mm-hmm.
We love history and we love walking in history. And that's really exciting for us. For other people, that might not be a draw. But
very true.
But if you're a person who can't get enough of those things, if you're a person who wants to shake up your life and not live on a wheel, if you're a person who loves to have your jaw on the ground every day in amazement, seeing new things and being blown away by new foods and new places, and if you're a person who likes exploring, this is definitely something that's worth learning about and that you would love doing. We can tell you how we did it. We can give you tips. We can share information with you that would be very useful for you. But a lot of other people have done this, and they've done it in different ways than we have. We didn't own property, so we had that freedom to just end our rent. We actually put all of our stuff in storage, left our apartment, and off we went. But we know of people who are property owners, and they converted their homes into rental properties while they went. There's other people that, you know, when they paid off their mortgage, they took a second mortgage out and used the money to from loans to travel. Some people go for a year. They save up for many years and they go for a year. Other people do it teaching English or teaching online as they go. Some people, there's a lot of different, some people work locally. Some people work in, what are those called? Those things where people go work on other people's farms, buffering or something like that. Maybe you know. But some countries won't let you in if you're going there for that reason. One thing you cannot say arriving in a country is that you're there to volunteer or work. That offends border guards.
Woofers.
Woofers. So a lot of people...
Workers on organic farms.
That's right. So a lot of people just, you know, they pay their labor to travel.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of ways to do this.
A lot of people nowadays are vloggers.
You know,
they would just, they're vlogging about their travel experiences, or they're like lifestyle vloggers, and then they cover extended travel. That's a new thing too.
In another podcast, we'll cover off a lot of those things. We need to learn more about it, and you probably are interested in it if you want to travel this way. So I think in another podcast, we should cover off all those types of options, what's available in terms of affiliate marketing, how people sustain that, how they draw people in and make money off of their own content. A lot of people love making content, and they spend the day exploring a city, and they spend the evening and the night editing videos and editing films and content that they produce online, and they make money off of that, like you were saying, through ad revenue. So there's a lot of different models for this, and so I think I think whatever you do and whatever your energy level is and whatever you enjoy spending your time doing, there's a way for you to travel sustainably, or not sustainably, but perpetually.
Right. And there's, there are some careers that will always be location dependent.
That's true, unfortunately.
If you're a nurse, if you're trained as a nurse, you need to have a body there to work on.
Unless you're
doing research or teaching, theoretically. Yeah.
But until they standardize all hospitals across the world, and then you can just drop in.
Well, yeah, but you have to be in the location, in the moment where you're working. But there are many, so that would be one big thing, is to identify the kinds of jobs that you can do remotely online. I think that's an important step too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Anything related to the web or programming, things that are related to a lot of professional services, like business-to-business services.
Yeah, it's growing all the time. It's actually
social media services.
It's actually like, profoundly growing.
Yeah.
It's really something.
It's all kinds of like therapy and consulting can be done online now.
Yeah.
The sky's the limit. There's lots of things. But
unfortunately, there will always be careers that you just don't have that. They just can't be converted into remote work.
Right.
You know, and that's, so change careers. That's it for our first Road Smitten podcast. We're going to continue doing these. We'll probably do one every couple of days. So we're going to sign off, and we just want to leave you with a soundscape. As we traveled from place to place, one of the things Sabrina did was record soundscapes of different places. So we're going to share one of these with you instead of having an awkward goodbye.
What you're going to hear now is one of my favorites of the soundscapes that I've recorded. It's the stonecutters working in Cozumel, an island in Mexico, actually cutting stone to create the facade of a church.